Good evening. We're up to Simon Shin Yud Dalet, Siv Dalet, page 214 our editions. Barat Zeshebechobis, where this is a peg in a barrel. A kind of a plug in a barrel. Again, those barrels were made out of earthenware. Ve'ein Odom Yocholoitzi, and it's stuck. It cannot be moved out, it cannot be taken out. Barat Zeshebechobis, Ve'ein Odom, and no person Yochol is able to take it out. Mota lekach bazo acheres, it is possible, what you can do, take another peg like this, v'lahakois, and to hit it, bois or bazo, to hit that peg onto the peg which is in the barrel, letzoirech, and then it's gonna, come out, by hitting it in there, letzoirech lishtois, in order to drink, yain, wine, b'shabbos. Ubelvat shalei abaz rishon neged ashmorim. We discussed in Seif Beis that if there is sediments which is stuck lower in the hole is in the bottom of the barrel, then you may not open it up. You may not open it up because it's too solid, and therefore it's considered making a new hole, and that would be also. But as long as it's not in the bottom and it's further up where it's just liquid, there's no sediments there. So if you've got a peg which is inserted there to keep the liquid inside, and it's really stuck inside, if you just throw it by putting another peg in there, that would be permitted. So bazo shebechovis is muta likach bazo acheres lakos boiso bazo letzorech lishtos b'sham, that would be muta. Why is it not considered the tikkun klim? Shnevurin Sif Katan Chof explains muta sharei oimed miyuchad likach, it's meant for that. This is a peg which is meant to be in and out, and it's like a lid, and therefore it's in some ways, and therefore it's meant to be taken out, and therefore it's en misakin kli. It's not considered tikkun kli. There is an interesting mishnah over here. By continuing, mikol mokem nira, they also litkoy heiter bechoske beyseidois. It is also to hammer in bechazoke beyseidois to make to something which makes it extremely solidly attached to something. He says, it's true. And you've got this peg and you're like kind of kicking it out, that would be okay. But he says, generally, when you're putting a plug into something and it's in a way that it is, he says, if it's something which is going to be permanently in something, in a hole, you're putting something in and it's going to be permanently in there, that would be potentially a problem of a gemar melacha. I was wondering what you think about. I mean, it's mutter, but just maybe as a marshal, the alma, choose to say the heter side. If you've got the cork on a wine bottle, the cork, to take the cork out of a wine bottle and then to put it back in. What are your thoughts about this? Mutter also, and if it's mutter, why? Mutter. Why? It is. The truth is, it is. Why? It's not permanent. I think that's the point. It's not permanent. And first of all, it's intrinsically made to be taken in and out. And so it is, and it's not so it's permanent. It's always going to be there for a short amount of time and take it out. And then it's not permanent. That's why it's mutter. Yeah. Now, CFA is an interesting one. Mutter litin kone cholul. That's like a pipe, a reed pipe, like a reed, and they made that into a pipe. You're allowed to put it in. It's a bit like a straw, really. Bechovis, you take this pipe and you put it into the barrel. Lohoitziyain, to take wine out. I don't know if you actually suck it out, or just like, yeah, probably suck it out. I don't know, maybe it flows out. Lohoitziyain, to take out wine. You're allowed to take a pipe, put it in the wine, and thereby taking the wine out of the barrel. Avolitain ole shel hadas. But if you take leaf of a hadas, I don't know how that works, it's going to work. You take a leaf of a hadas, benekev shebechovis, and you put the leaf of the hadas on the hole of the barrel, and thereby creating a bit like a spout, sha ole also kamar zev, and the leaf is now a bit like a spout. Va'yayin zov derech sham, and the wine is flowing out derech sham through that spout. So you've got a barrel, and there's a hole there, and you don't want to just like tilt it because it's going to go all over the place. So in the hole, you're putting a leaf of a hadas. Sounds interesting, no? And that will be a spout for it to go out. I can't really picture it because I just can't. How can you picture it? Sort of. So that he said that he says, loy, that's also. And the reason for that is as follows. The gazrinon we are goes shlo yisakein marzev leyeno shipolan besoy khvelekh lemochok. We're concerned. You did this temporary haphazard kind of spout. We are concerned that this spout is not going to work out so well. And they're going to say, okay, forget it. And you're going to take this hadas leaf out. And instead of that, you're going to make another better spout, which will be technically, which will be also. So because you're making a spout, which is not a great spout, hadas leaves are not great for spouts. And then since you're putting it in there, it's not going to work out so well. So he said, don't put it in there, because if you would put it in there, it's not going to work out. And you're going to end up making a proper spout. And therefore, forget that it's also. That's exactly. So, שגזינון של עיסקן המרזב ליהנו שיפו ליהן יסריך וילך למרחק. זה כשלוקח עולה ומקף לוי, when you take this leaf and you make like a, you shape it, כאין מרזב like a spout, נראה כאילו זה מרזב, it's obvious you're making a spout, ולא ידום אלה בארזו יקונה, and it's not comparable to a pipe, or to stamp a hole in fact, שאינו יסי בשמלוך, they don't make a מלוך. So, putting a straw in, or a pipe into the barrel, and allowing it to go out through that, that's mutter. But to make a spout in the hole and to allow it to go out like a spout, that would be also. So to make a spout is also, you're making a mice, you're doing something, you're creating something, that's also. But to take a corner, a reed, and put it into and sucking the liquid out that way, that's mutter. דרמואת ויש מתיר מאפילו בעולה של הדס, זאת אומרת, מתיר with a הדס leaf, פמוקם שיש לה בכתומים ואין לא חושם היקטויים. If you're not concerned about pricking it off and cutting and making a thing and breaking a dust leaf, if you're not concerned about that, the Ramah says that it's muta. But I believe the Mishnah Berurah is machmir lemaisa. Sivav muta lehatiz roish echovis b'sayif, a sword. You take a sword and you are like cutting the barrel open with a sword. You're cutting the head off. You're beheading the barrel of the. The head of the, you're beheading the top of the barrel with a sword. Fancy that. Muta, it is muta. Lahat is to cut open, roish the head, achovis of the barrel, pesayif with the sword. To behead a barrel is muta with a sword. Why? To lav lepesach mechavein, you're not intending to make a hole. It's not really your intention. Kivan shemesi roisho, you're just beheading it. But if you're making a hole on the side of the barrel, bein shel chovis, whether it is of a barrel, bein shel megufa, or whether it's another megufa, a kind of plug. Also, it is also afilu b'roimach, even with a spear, it is also shoyis neck of God, because you're making a very big hole, which is also v'ein adoim el pesach, and it's not like making an opening. You're making a hole, and you're not just making an opening. It's a big difference. He's going to explain in a minute. The kivan of the mitzvah, since you're doing it on the side, vada lepesach mechaven. With regards to a barrel, since you're opening it on the side, it's going to be also. That's not you're obviously, this is, you're making an opening over here. What you're doing is an opening, and that's why it's also. But if you're beheading it from the top, what you're doing is you're breaking it substantially, and that's why it's mutter. You're not making a hole. You're breaking it open, and that's why it's mutter. But if you're making something from the side, a hole from the side, it's evident who you're actually creating is a hole. And as we discussed previously, to make a hole is also. To break it open is mutter. Vadele pesach mechaven, and that's why it's also. V'likoy v'megufa lemala mutter. But if you're making it a very big kind of opening, from the top, that's going to be mutter. The lav lepesach mechaven, because you're not making an opening. Shen derech la'aso is pesach lemalo. It is not normally the norm to make an opening on top. Elo noitel kolam megufa. So the point of it is, the bottom line is of this eve is you have this barrel and you want to get the liquid from inside it. You want to get the wine inside it. If you are breaking it open, then it's mutter. And how do you break it open? If you're breaking it open, it has to be by the top. You're beheading it with a sword. If you're breaking it, you're making a massive hole through a spear or something into the top, then it's mutter, because you broke it open. However, if you're making a hole on the side, that's going to be also, because you're doing that, basically creating a hole. And creating a hole is also. So now, having said this, Eve, we maybe need to explore a little bit what's going to be. We mentioned a few times cartons. Even yesterday, I think we mentioned it. Will the same halacha be also with the cartons? That we mechalek between the top and the side, yes or no? Is it comparable, yes or no? Explain. It should be also if you do what? And therefore should be also. Okay, let me ask the other way around. To make a hole on the side, would that be mutter also? Also, why? As in Zizi. So I believe, does everybody agree with Moshele to make a hole in a carton on the side? Mutter also? Also, why? Because like, as explained this Eve. Oh, very good. Okay, so I agree with you. I agree with Rabbi Kamen. I think it's mutter. Yeah. Exactly. So I think that whilst it's true with regards to a barrel, because the barrel normally, if you want to make a regular opening to get the liquid out, the normal way of making an opening is by making a hole in the side. And that's why it's also, you're making a hole. And that's why it's olimut, if you're breaking the top open. That's true with regards to a barrel, but I don't think with a carton that's true. I think on the contrary, with regards to a carton, I think it's a very regular, very weird manner of opening a carton is by opening the sides. And I think on the contrary, you are breaking the carton by opening the side, and therefore I believe that it is on the contrary, it should be mutter to do that. If you are making a hole, you poke a knife in on the side, and you're turning it from the side of the carton box, unlike what the Shulchan Aruch says over here, I think with the carton, it's going to be mutter. Yes, that's basically what you're doing. You're breaking the carton.
You make a neat hole, you close up and you shut up again and put it back in the fridge and then use it
after. Yeah, it's going to be a problem. Yeah. But I think that if you want, a person wants to avoid any shyness, I think on the best way to do it is to take a knife and you break it through open, you turn it around, as long as it's not on writing, try to avoid writing areas, and then you're breaking it open, and then you put it into a jug or something, and it's going to be mutter l'kol alma. So it's true, Shulchan Aruch said, don't do the sides. But I think with the cartons, I think you should do the sides. Yeah. It's not nothing to l'chol shinui. What's your thought? And then it's going to stay. Yeah, it's not a vault in shinui, it's a vault in, have you broken it? Yeah, so if you're making the bottom, effectively you haven't destroyed it. Yeah, so that, it would be more problematic. Yeah. Then it's probably not called to consider breaking. What are you referring to? The top. Okay, the top potentially, depending on how we're going to look at it. But is it sad to say that, well, there's a shaila potentially with making a kli. The white element on top, by breaking it open, by pushing it open, that's a sad, you're actually creating a kli. Before you pushed it open, it was not a kli, it wasn't usable. And by breaking open, now you made it into something which is a usable thing that breaks, that makes openings. And therefore you created a kli, and it's in a tikkun mana, and it would be also. You're not making a kli, you're not making any kli, you're destroying it, yeah. 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 Pardon? Yes. No, I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying if you can't, that would be the reason why. Yeah. Most poskim, that's what the beginning mentioned yesterday. Now it's true that most poskim look at the cartons in a way that the cartons is you're not making a hole because the hole is actually existing already. We should look at cartons maybe one day when we finish the shimon. But when you're looking at the hole is actually there already. They've just made another layer there. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that true? Right. There is a carton. There is a layer there. There's a layer there which was inserted. Yeah, the foil, right. So that's, in other words, as far as the carton is concerned, there is a hole already there. The hole exists already. From Shizmei Bereishis. So they've just made another, they've like put another layer there. Now that the hole is there already. So to break that is not a problem. A can is a shaila. A metal can is a shaila. Because the way I understand they've been manufactured is that actually this is a complete... I understand, like the Coke can, for instance. Here I understand that the clay is only created once the liquid is inside it. And therefore, you actually over on mechatech could be even be medoraisa by breaking the can open. Pardon? I can't hear.
Does it make a difference if you never use it again?
As far as tikkun kli is concerned, point and so say yes. As far as mechatech is concerned, no. Mechatech is a meloch on its own. And chituch, that's the issue, the rise of chituch mechatech is when you go along a perforation and you're opening that way, then you are over mechatech, and that would be very much the case over here. But again, it's very much depending. If the case would be, which I don't think it is, but lo yitzur, the case would be that they're making the hole, there is a hole there, and then they glue it together, or they, with heat, the hole is existing already, and they're just like plastering it together, something like that. If that would be the case, then the halacha is, then it would be mutter in theory, because there's a hole existing already.
Perforation.
Yeah, perforation is always an issa on its own. Like tearing tissue paper and tearing paper, and the perforation is always is an issa in its own right of mechatech. And that's really the problem also of the metal, that's why Bisol Yanke Fisher held that if you've got a metal wine or grape juice top of a bottle, many Shemzalman held, you're touching on the derisa, even though he was makel generally with the plastic ones, but there's always potentially a problem mechatech, and you're making a kli as it is, but also with regards to mechatech as well, because there's a perforation. But there's a difference between betel and plastic. That the metzias is that, again, you have to check what it's nowadays and how every company does. But generally, the way it's manufactured is that it depends on the manufacturing process. If it is inserted, normally they just push it in. The metal ones just push in. It's like a metal, a bit like aluminium foil. They just push it in, and therefore it's actually when you're breaking it open, then you're actually making a complete new kli. Before that, it was not a bottle lid, and now it is. Before that, it was just literally, imagine aluminium foil. This is the bottle, and they press it in on the shape of the actual bottle. That's why it's always, and when you're turning it, you're breaking the underneath thing open, and now it's becoming a bottle lid. It wasn't before. So that's why, according to many poskim, you're touching on a deraisa. Your mamash making a new kli, before that it was not a kli, and now you're actually creating it. His mamash taking kli at its best. With regards to the plastic one, it's not the case. Plastic ones are not done like that. They're existing already, and they've just been added to the thing. You're not making kli, the kli is ready. There's an additional layer there, but it's a valid kli beforehand. Yes, so potentially yes, but with regards to the plastic ones, I don't even know if I am, but some poskim, a lot of poskim are out here. Yeah.
Pringle boxes,
how they done? What's again? Pringle boxes? How they look again? Yeah. How they done? They are sealed. They are sealed from the bottom. Yes. So what's? So how do you open the top again?
Plastic thing.
The paper is not a problem, for sure. Plastic is also not a problem. If it's not, it's just you're just sliding it up, like. Lifting it, that's fine. Yeah. Pardon? Yeah. Yeah, but it's not a kli. It was always a kli in his own. Saying, you're not creating a kli, are you? I don't remember exactly how they work, but you're not actually creating a kli, are you? Are you creating a kli? No, you're not creating a kli. Yeah, another tube, yeah, and then... But you, what... There was always... The kli was always there, right? It was always a kli. They glued a layer of paper, and they put a lid on. So you're not creating anything. Right, but still, you're not creating a kli by peeling it off. You're not creating a kli. All right. Okay. Fine. Okay. We leave Sifut for tomorrow, Beis Hashem. Okay. Fine. Okay. Good evening, Abbas.